Hi guys, welcome again to Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy. Today is a big event. I'm bringing the ruler, meaning today we'll actually be plotting that quadratic function. Previously, we've just been talking about the theoretical part of it, so today we're going to do the practical work. So it's an event. Me and the ruler will show you how it's done. But then before I go to the part where we actually plot the graph, there's some things I want to pass by, which I don't think we did mention. So before we plot our actual graph, these are the things I want to pass by first. We said this is the standard form of the quadratic function, and this is the vertex form, meaning this will be our turning point. And to move from here to here, I said you're going to complete the square. The other important factor to know is that the value of x plays an important role. As much as h and k give you the vertex, which is the turning point. Remember, in terms of points, this is x and y. So when you plot a Cartesian plane like this, we know that these are the y-axis, these are the x-axis. The y part, which is k, we say is the one that determines the minimum or the maximum of the vertex, like to determine if the vertex is a minimum or the vertex is a minimum, is a maximum. And we know that the value for the vertex is given by k, right? So this is what is said. If a happens to be a positive, whenever a is positive, our slope will be something of this form, imaginary. So meaning our turning point will start from here, and then the graph goes up like that. So we say when a is greater than zero, the vertex k represents the minimum. So when a is positive, we have a minimum. We have a minimum for the vertex. So the vertex is a minimum when a is greater than zero. And for cases where a is negative, imaginary, our slope will be something of this nature. So there, it's going to be our vertex, given that these are the y-axis, these are the x-axis. There will be our vertex, so meaning now it represents the maximum, and then it goes below like that. So from here, it goes, this is the maximum of the vertex, and then it goes down. So when a is equal, when a is less than zero, we say the vertex is a maximum value. There by the turning point, everything is happening there by the turning point. Hence, we determining the vertex, the value of y, or rather k. So the value of k is the one that determines the maximum or the minimum. So when a is greater than zero, the value of k, we know it represents a minimum value. So it's going to start from there going up. For cases where a is a negative number, so when a is less than zero, when a is a negative, we're going to have the case where it is a maximum and then it goes below that. So when a is less than zero, we have a minimum. So again, these values, a less than zero just means that when a is negative, and a greater than zero just means that when a is positive. That's what these things mean. So for cases where a is a positive number, the vertex is a minimum, like that. For cases where a is a positive number, the vertex is a maximum. I hope to talk a little because that is what I wanted to pass. So now we have an actual question which we actually going to plot the graph. Without wasting time, let's go straight to it. So this is our given quadratic functions. And then in order to plot our slope, we're going to need to find our x-intercepts, and then we're going to have to find our y-intercepts, and then we also have to find the turning point, which is the vertex. And then from then, we are ready to plot our graph. Now let's go straight to it without wasting time. I'm going to let f of x to be 0 for me to find x, the x-intercepts. So when I let f of x to be 0, it means I will have 2x squared plus 8x minus 10 is equals to 0, like that. Then I'm going to try to factorize this because this one looks a bit easier. I'm gonna divide by two throughout, and then I will have something like this. And then to get my factors will be 4x squared. I just need to multiply x by x to get x squared. To get five, the factors for five is five and a one. And if I look at the middle term here, five and one can give me four if I subtract one from five. So it's five and a one. But then the coefficient of x is a positive number, meaning the bigger factor has to be a positive for this one to be a negative for me to get minus five when I multiply by that. Meaning x is equals to one or x is equals to minus five. These are my values for x. And then I'm going to write them there. X is one and minus five. So I found my x-intercepts is one and minus five. Done. Now for the y-intercept, I will let x to be zero in order to find the y-intercepts, meaning I'm going to find f of zero. F of zero is 2 0 squared plus 8 0 minus 10. Therefore, this is going to be minus 10. So f of zero is minus 10, meaning the value for y is equals to minus 10 because I did say f of x is the same as y. So y is minus 10. The next thing I have to do now is to get my turning point. To get my turning point, I can use two ways. I know that the turning point, which is the vertex, is given by h and k like that, where h is equals to b squared over, no, h, where h is equals to b over 2a, but a negative, and k is equals to c minus b squared over 4a. I can just go straight then substitute. I know the value of a. A is going to be minus, okay, b is 8. B is 8 over 2. A is 2. But then I keep the negative like that, meaning this will give me minus 8 divided by 4. This is going to be minus 8 divided by 4 is minus 2. So meaning the turning point, the part for h is minus 2. And then for k, I use that. For k, it's going to be c is minus 10. C is minus 10 minus 8. Positive 8 squared all over 4, 2 for a like that. This is going to be minus 10 minus 64 over 8. Therefore, this is going to be minus 10 minus 8 because 64 divided by 8 is 8. Therefore, the final answer will give us minus 18, meaning our turning point is minus 2 and 18. Our turning point is minus 2 and minus 18. Not 18, I mean, minus 18. I must include the sign. The other way to find our turning point could have been where we complete a square from here. So just for interest's sake, let's complete a square from here just to see if we're going to get the same values as this. So I'm going to divide by 2 throughout. I'm left with x squared plus 4x minus 5. Therefore, 2 is 2x squared plus 4x. To complete the square, I must add the square of half of this. So plus 2 squared minus 2 squared. I'm not going to explain this into details. There's a video where I'm explaining this. Minus 2 squared like that, and then it gives us this. Therefore, this is the same as 2. Now I'm completing the square, factorizing this is going to be x plus, I take the 2 inside there, squared minus 4 minus 5. Therefore, this is going to be 2 into x plus 2 squared minus 9, like that. And then when I multiply by the 2 inside again, I will have 2 x plus 2 squared minus 18. Then we can see that my vertex is the same. If the 2 is positive here, when I take it out, it's going to be minus 2 minus 18. So because our a was positive, a is positive, it means minus 18 will be a minimum value. Do you see where this is going? So now we can plot our slope. So now we can plot our slope because we have the x-intercepts, we have the y-intercepts, as well as the turning point. So now plotting our slope, this is how it's going to look like. So now here is my slope. I've placed all the values. Y is equals to minus 10. There is my y there on the y-intercepts, minus 10. For the turning point, oh yeah, I must also show minus 2 as well. So it's minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, minus 4, minus 5. So minus x is minus 5 and positive 1. Y is minus 10. And then for the turning point, our turning point is going to be minus 2. Minus 2, minus 2, and minus 18. There is our turning point there. There is our vertex there. TP is minus 2, minus 18. Now, if we plot our graph, it's going to go something like this. It's going to pass the minus 5, passes, it turns there, and then it goes up, it touches the 10. The minus 10, and then it touches the 1, and then it goes up like that. So this is the story. This is how it's going to go. Like, you can try to draw it accurately, but then it touches minus 5, it touches 1 on the x-axis, it turn on minus 2 and 18, and then it touches the y-axis at minus 10 there. So this is our graph for f of x is equals to 2x squared plus 8x minus 10. That's how you plot a graph. So basically, this is how you draw the quadratic function graph. Step number one, you have to find the x-intercepts by letting y to be zero. And then step number two, you have to find the y-intercepts by letting x to be zero, whichever one you do first, those two steps. And then you find the turning point, which is the vertex. And then from then, you can just plot your graph, put the values in order, and then determine your turning point, and then you just join everything there. It must form a curve. If A is greater than zero, meaning if A is positive, we know that it's going to be concave up, and the vertex on the y-axis, the vertex for K, will be a minimum value. If A is a negative number, it's going to be concave down, whereby the vertex is going to be a maximum value, and then everything goes below that. That's it for today. I'm Mr. Mayamane. This is Simplified RSA. The guys who makes it looks easy. Please don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok. And also, you can access our learning channel through Spotify. Just go to your Spotify app and search for learning channel. Or alternatively, you can search for Simplified _ RSA on your Spotify, and then you're going to access our learning channel and all the videos that we're always making. So for today, that's it.